Of the millions of prescriptions and drugs bought over the counter in 2010, only 2% went to programs designed to take back unused medication. The study was commissioned by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to assess medication collection programs. Brad Wolbert is chief of recycling and solid waste for the DNR.
If these unwanted medications are flushed down the toilet, which a lot of people do to get rid of them, it goes through the sewage treatment plant, and those aren't designed to remove this material. So it ends up in surface waters, lakes, streams.
The study notes there's an increasing number of medication take-back programs in Wisconsin, but they're expensive. The disposal costs for Wisconsin's take-back programs are between $8 and $10 per pound. That's more than twice what Canada and France spend. One difference is those countries have manufacturers and pharmacies take back the unwanted drugs, similar to how the U.S. gets rid of electronic goods. Consumers take it back where they got it. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.